me. The incredibly talented Sam Smith, Stay With Me. You are listening to The Spin with Subway, A Fresh Approach. Today on the show, we're talking about the stigma of heroin addiction. And do you have any sympathy for addicts? And why are we so quick to judge? And why do we write them off? You can get in touch with us to let us know what you feel on Vodafone 087 188 1038. We've been getting lots of texts in on this, and we will be going to them now very shortly. But first, though, we're going to turn to the phones, and we have Leanne. Leanne, we have changed your name, but can you tell us your story?
I started dating somebody that was on heroin, and I knew that he was. But I didn't think of him any differently, and I really fell in love with him and hoped to last, but then he ended up, you know, cheating. So, but if he hadn't, we would still be in together.
Leanne, did you kind of feel that, like a lot of women, I'll change him, I'll be able to let him see the error of his ways?
I didn't even want to change him. He was still a person to me, and the drugs didn't come into it. He still had feelings, he still was somebody, you know.
And what about your family and friends, Leanne? How did they feel? Like, did they know that he was a heroin user?
Yeah, and they thought I was mad for going out with him. And then when I said that I was in love with him, they all said, maybe, you know, you're just lonely. And I said, no, I really felt like I was in love with him. And I was hoping maybe to have a family with him one day. Even though he was on heroin and I knew that he was, I didn't want to change him. He was who he was.
You're obviously madly in love with the man. The fact that, you know, you were willing to have children with him even though he was an addict. Was that,
yeah, I know.
Was that
strange?
That's incredible, Leanne, that you wouldn't be, that wouldn't worry you.
You worry about, you know the way people say you can get disease. But I wasn't like, I never thought I'd be with someone that did drugs. I never expected to, and let alone to actually fall in love with him.
And Leanne, like, did he use drugs when you were together?
Oh, no. But he would sometimes come up to my house and I'd know that he was. You know what I mean?
And how did that make you feel?
I wish that he hadn't been, but I don't know. I just loved him and I didn't care.
Leanne, did it also kind of worry that, like, was he spending a lot of money on drugs?
He was actually selling at the time as well. So that's obviously fed his habit.
Right. And Leanne, I'm really, really struggling to understand. I'm sorry, but I would imagine you came up against that a lot, did you?
Against what?
That people just didn't understand. That,
do you know what? They didn't, and it annoyed you and frustrated you because you felt like all you were doing was telling people that he's a normal person. He has a habit, but he's still human. You know what I mean? He has feelings.
And the thing is, though, your family love you, but this is a case of love is blind to a certain degree. You know what I mean? You love him false and all. Did you fall out with any family members just trying to defend him?
They'd say stuff, but then I'd end up just saying I can do what I want, I'm old enough. And they'd rather say, you're going to see sense. But that, like, it was 2 years ago when he actually cheated on me. But still to this day, I still think of him. I would have loved to stay with him.
You'd love to stay with him, wow.
Leanne, really good to speak to you. Thank you for coming on. And Leanne, like, you're a better person than me. Like, you saw the person, you know, and not the drug addict that a lot of people maybe would have just written him off as.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on.
All right, thanks. See you.
Again, we'd like to get you your thoughts on this. Do you have any sympathy for an addict? Like Leanne there, she was able to see the person, as Lauren said, and not the addict. Do you get in touch with us on Vodafone 087 188 1038?
If Leanne was my sister or my best friend, I think a lot of people would. Would you be happy with her going out with someone who was using heroin? We'd love to hear your thoughts, please.
Yeah, I think an awful lot of us would have alarm bells because you're just worried about what could happen. But joining us now is Suzanne. Hello, Suzanne.
How you doing?
Suzanne, how do you feel about the way people judge an addict?
I don't think anybody has the right to judge. Like, you know, nobody knows anyone's circumstances. Like, you know, and like, fair enough, not everybody comes from circumstances. It could be a simple thing like what Leanne was saying. She fell in love with a guy. You know, he was on heroin. Maybe, you know, fair enough, she didn't end up on drugs. But for some people, that's not always the case, you know. Some people find a way back. Others are not so lucky, you know. And like, addiction only doesn't come in the format of drugs. Like, there's drink, there's smoke, and there's depression. And then there's the other drugs like cocaine that's socially acceptable. That people are going out and do cocaine every week. And they can't not go out to the pub or to a club without bringing cocaine with them. You know, like, that's an addiction as well. But, like, because people are walking around town and, you know, they look bad and, you know, they're sticking needles in their arms and they're robbing, you know, to feed their addiction. Like, you know, these are the main people that are judged through addiction. I just don't think it's right.
And do you think that's it? It's because you see it on the streets and it's got much more of a negative connotation that people feel differently about heroin.
A lot of people can hide addiction, can hide behind their own doors with addiction. Mm. You know, like, it's like addiction isn't only through heroin. You know, there's so many more addictions out there, like smoking is addiction, food, you know, gambling.
But the thing is, Suzanne, we were talking earlier on to Tony Gagan from Merchants Quay, and as he said himself, no one sets out to become a heroin addict. Like that.
Absolutely not. Do you think as a child, when they're 9 and 10, out playing football, or out playing, skipping with their friends, whatever they're doing, they're saying, I'm going to be a heroin addict when I grow up?
Why do you think we write them off so quickly, Suzanne, someone who's taken heroin?
I, you know, again, because it's in your face, you're seeing them out there, like, and you know, like, and you see some of the girls out and they're pushing their kids in the pram. Yeah, and that's wrong. You know, they shouldn't be, like, I don't, like, personally, I don't feel anybody should have their kids through addiction. I think, like, families should step in, and then if they get themselves clean, they can walk away back and get their kids back in that sense. I don't think it's fair that the kids have to suffer. So I just want to say that, you know. But I just think there's an awful lot of, like, there's an awful lot of negativity in when it comes to addiction, like, you know. People, I don't know if people just don't want to know. They don't even want to try and understand it.
Do you think something like heroin, it's considered to be that real kind of nasty, dirty drug? We kind of almost look at it like something like train spotting.
It is, absolutely. Like, you know, like, especially for people that grew up in the 90s, like, you know, in the dance scene, like, you know, there was ecstasy, like, and people were smoking heroin to come down off ecstasy. And they didn't realise, you know, that you could get addicted so quickly to heroin.
Suzanne, just want to read you this text message and see what you think. We were speaking to Tony from Merchants Quay, as Gordon said, and Tony had said, you know, an awful lot of people have negative experiences with people who use heroin. This text message says, in relation to that gentleman from Merchants Quay who is speaking about junkies, has anyone ever had a positive experience with a junkie? They are a scourge, they got themselves into that position they're in, and they are a drain on hard-working people out there, especially the ones with children. They are scum. What do you think of that?
I think it's a bit harsh. Like, you know, fair enough. You know, I kind of understand that point. Like, you know, like, there really is. Like, I drove a taxi, you know, and I had, like heroin addicts in my car. Like, you know, and you'd sit and you'd have a conversation with them like a normal human being. And, you know, to me, that's a good experience. Like, they sit there and they tell you, look, I'd love to get clean. I'd love to do this. And they have so many high hopes of stuff they want to do. But unfortunately, some of them can't find the strength to do it.
Suzanne, thank you so much for coming on The Spin today and talking to us. It's greatly appreciated. If you want to get your opinions on the show, Vodafone 087 188 1038.
Kira says, I've no sympathy for someone who chooses to take drugs. No one should be shocked by the outcome if it's addiction or death. And yeah, look, I mean, I mentioned Peaches Geldof earlier on and all the tweets and the huge reaction that it's getting because it was so sad. Her death is so sad. She's left behind two kids. The news came out yesterday at the inquest that it was likely that heroin use contributed to her death. And some of the comments are just even too harsh to read. And look, that's people's opinion and that's fair enough. But why is it that we're like this about heroin? It was exactly the same with Philip Seymour Hoffman. Mm-hmm. He was just a junkie, was what loads of people said. If addiction is something that you have any experience of, we'd like to know what you think of that word junkie and why you're not treated like a normal human being, like Suzanne said.
Oh, no, it completely dehumanises. But again, yeah, get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. Just going to read out this text before we get to our next caller. And the texter says, on Monday I saw a dealer pulling what looked like heroin out of his boxers and selling it to some other fella. Last week I walked into the stairwell of a multi-storey and there was two fellas smoking heroin. Today on Talbot Street, seen a fella smoking heroin in a phone box. Scumbags. They don't care that they do it in broad daylight. Well, joining us now on The Spin is Shane. Hello, Shane.
Hi, how are you doing? How's things?
Good, thank you, Shane. Shane, you've worked with homeless addicts. Can you tell us about the experiences you've had?
Well, like, being from the country and stuff like that, I wouldn't have had much experience at all with addictions or anything like that. And the thing about I found that changed my perception was working with the people.
What had you thought when you pictured a drug addict before you started working with them?
I suppose kind of the usual media perception of what is a drug addict or, you know, what is an addict in general, you know, and it's until you actually work and meet with people and realise lives that people have gone through. You know, I think Ireland you know, we're still quite backward in the sense that we don't understand where everyone is coming from. You know, we don't know how people have been reared. You know, there is a lot to be said for having a good rear. Not that that's the case with most people, but still it is a huge percentage of people, you know. And then there's a void there in people's lives. And then if they're just in with the wrong company and it's just a bad place in their life, then that's when people are most likely to become addicted to a substance.
I was reading an interview, Shane, that this psychotherapist and addiction expert, her name is Claire Clark, gave, and she was saying that from some of the addicts that she has dealt with, they see heroin as, she put it, perfect care, in that it helps take away an awful lot of their anxieties. From the addicts that you've worked with, have they explained to you their reasons into getting into drugs?
Oh, yeah, they would. Many of the occasions, they'd be very open and honest about it, you know, and the reasons as to why that they did get addicted to a substance, you know. And, like, in most case scenarios, it's not, heroin isn't the huge addiction out there either at the minute. There is other substances that people are severely and chronically addicted to, you know, like tablets and Vimovane and Snowblow and things like that. But, and you see, we don't see half of that either. But, like, it's a painkiller for people.
Shane, good to speak to you. Thanks for coming on The Spin.
No problem. Thank you.
We'd like to hear from you. Like, why is heroin different? Like, would you give up on an alcoholic? If someone you loved was addicted to alcohol, would you turn them away the way you would a heroin addict? And, like, if you have been hurt by someone who has an addiction, do you, for yourself, just have to walk away? You know, what's it like being on that side of it? Like this texter, listen to this. Not every heroin addict is like the ones you see in the city centre. Up until recently, I was involved with a guy who is an addict. Every day he went to work, did what he needed to do. He's the nicest guy you would ever meet, who would do anything for me and my son. But unfortunately, he just can't seem to get rid of his demons, no matter how many times he tried. It breaks my heart to look at the hate he has for himself. He hates being like that. And, like, that guy doesn't sound like a scumbag. That guy doesn't sound like someone that would rob you on the street or would intimidate you or would hurt you. But he can't seem to help himself. And this person who's texted in, who was involved with him, can't help him either. Like, is that guy a scumbag? Would you label him a junkie? 087 188 1038.
Joining us now on The Spin is Derek. Derek, you have a strong opinion as to the coverage that Peaches Geldof death has gotten in regard to experiences of a regular drug addict.
Yeah, well, as I said to a researcher, that people die every day over drugs and there's nothing ever done. But any time when someone famous dies over, the first thing, the police is on the scene. They want to find out who the drug dealers and prosecute them. But nothing ever happens to anyone else. Ordinary Joe Soap, if they die over, it's like, another junkie dead. See you later. That's it, they don't care. But when it's someone famous,
well, I think
that's when they start doing the job.
I think in the circumstances, say Peaches Geldof and say Philip Seymour Hoffman, both of them had been clean for a number of years. In particular, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and I think it became quite shocking for an awful lot of people that didn't realise that he once had a drug problem because he seemed like such an unlikely person. That's why that kind of came to light. So, does that have any bearing?
No, some people can be very good at hiding their drug problems. You know, some people go to life the way it is, the people on the streets, the reason why they're on the streets is because they're not working, they're on the labour most of their life, and all they're doing is banging up, and that's about it, that's all that they know. There are other people, as you said there, someone had a boyfriend that he went to work and done everything and he was normal, he didn't go out robbing. The only people that go out robbing are the ones that don't work. The ones that do work, there are people out there that are doing gear and doing coke, doing whatever drugs, and they still work, they can still do work and do the drugs. But the people that are going out robbing and the people that you see on the streets goofing off, they're the ones that have never worked a day in their life and have been on the labour since they were 18.
Ross, could you actually work if you were taking heroin?
It depends. I've never done it myself. I've never tried it. But I know the same drugs, you still can work with them. You still can.
And you've known people, have you?
Sorry? Yeah, I've known people. And like sometimes you wouldn't even notice it, but then sometimes you would notice that they're over.
While you're working with them?
Yeah, I've worked in a factory a good few years ago, and the majority of the fellas that I worked there are heroin addicts. And they weren't just taking heroin, they were taking Bluey sleeping tablets, they were taking Foy, and they were still well able to work. And these lads that I worked with, they're not the type that go out robbing people. They worked most of their lives. Some of them you wouldn't think they were drug addicts, but then some of them you'd know who they were. But they could still do it. Like, if we came in to before I worked, sitting in the car, and next fall they'll just bang up and start smoking. before they go into work, and this will be first thing in the morning. And they can still do a full day's work, not a bother to them. And they're the ones that don't go out robbing people and standing at the streets, you know.
And they're obviously very open, Ross, about doing the drugs there and then in the car park. Are they open then? Are they talking
no,
about
No, they
it?
Wouldn't. See, they'd be open because, you know, I'm not that boss or, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd be sitting there smoking a few joints myself. So they'd be open about that. So they're not gonna sweet hide it from me. And I knew as well once I started working with them.
Mm-hmm. Derek, good speaking to you. Thanks for coming on today.
Yeah, no matter. Okay.
Sean says, you play with fire, you may get burned. I find it very hard to have sympathy. Peaches, Seymour, whoever. Don't hear any media saying how tragic it is. One of the lads that hangs out in town died the other night.
Sean has texted in to say, you play with fire, you get burnt. I find it very hard to have sympathy. Again, where do you stand on all this? Do you, when it comes to the stigma of heroin addiction, are we very quick to judge? Are we very quick to write people off? And even the word junkie, as Lauren was saying earlier on, it's a word that really dehumanises people. But do you feel sometimes using that word is justified? Or are you on the other side where you go, no, you shouldn't be using something like that because like that, it dehumanises someone. Do they get in touch with us and let us know. Vodafone 087-188-1038.
Ross, you're on the spin. Hi there.
Hi.
Ross, tell us about you and where you grew up.
Yeah, I grew up in an area, now I'm 34 years old and I'm 30 now, still living in the same area. I'm 30 years living in the same area, and through growing up, we've seen what we call smackheads around the area, robbing the stores all around the area. And generally caused a nuisance, and we thought this was great fun, as you do when you're a kid. You fly around, you do care, you don't really care about anything. But as we got older, you know, we used to see these guys, and we'd say, look at these smackheads, look at these guys, they're below human. We'll never end up like that, we'll be lads. And it was all, no, no. But now, I'm 34, and the guys, at least 40% of them that I used to hang around with, are all in the same boat as the people they used to slag. They used to call below human. And now they're in the same boat. None of them have ever had a job. 15, 16 years. Paid any tax. Paid anything towards the state. Yet they claim hundreds a week. Maybe even thousands. And God knows they rob.
And what do you think of them now when you look at them?
I don't have anything to do with them. I don't even say hello to them in the street. If they say something to me, I'll say, yeah, grand. I'm still walking, getting in my car, see you later. Nothing to do with you.
But, like, what was the difference between you and those lads that you grew up with, that, like, they started using drugs and you didn't?
Maybe just I had sense and they didn't. No, I had a projection for myself that I'm going to end up like that, you know. And when I seen them, I was like, no way am I going to end up like this, you know. No way is this area going to drag me down, you know. I'm better than that.
Did you ever kind of worry when you're walking past them, Ross, at all, that things might take a different turn?
Oh, yeah. There's been times where I've been in houses and I've been drunk and this, that and the other has been thrown around, and I've just said to them, I don't want nothing to do with that, to be fair. I'd rather leave.
Is it always that easy, though, Ross? Like, for you, it's a simple choice, but do you think it's a choice for everyone?
Well, we only seen about it in the paper there. A man from Pulp says he or Blore, wasn't it? Was the guy he admitted to doing heroin? It was on his table and he just done her all the time and gave her up. It's like what I used to call the people that can do it and give her up are just users. People that do it and can't give her up or can't afford to give her up, they're addicts. You know? And if you can afford to give her up or if you've got some backing behind you, you're just a user. Like these Charlie Sheen, all these other guys who did it for years. And nobody even knew that they were addicts, you know, because they were basically users. They could afford it. You could afford to get clean. You could afford to go to rehab. You could afford to do all this other stuff. They're not stealing it. They're not in the papers for robbing people.
Ross, it's been great talking to you. Thank you so much for coming on The Spin today.
Thank you. Bye.
Do you agree with Ross? Is it that easy? You know, for Ross, he can just say, no, I choose to live. But for other people, maybe it isn't so easy. 087 188 1038. Coming up.